We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They really shouldn't put this song in the rotation, Jad, because I just want to sit here and let the thing play for 3.5 minutes.
You just want to let it play out, yeah.
When you get the mamas and papas started up, I just want to listen to it. All right. It's 8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now it's time for three big things. Another round of winter weather is on the way. We've got snow showers in the forecast for tomorrow. The White House indicates that President Trump is going to veto any congressional disapproval of emergency declaration at the southern border. Today is the Washington's birthday federal holiday. No mail delivery today. City, county, federal offices are closed today. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And traffic today, cold, but not too terrible as far as conditions are concerned. You will want to know the gasoline prices in Wichita that I was seeing out there today. $2.07 a gallon, down a little bit from where we were at on Friday. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And that weather forecast, we're looking at a cloudy day today. Might see a couple snow flurries. High today of 28. Overnight low tonight down to 20 degrees, but we're really focusing on tomorrow. We're looking at snow showers during the daytime hours tomorrow and a high of 29 degrees on Tuesday. And we'll keep an eye on that as it develops towards tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we have a wind out of the north-northwest. It is 15 degrees, mostly cloudy, wind chill zero, on our way to a high of 28. KNSS News time is 8:51 with Steve and Ted. Let's get an update on a new project in the south part of Wichita. It's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita Business Journal got an update on the progress of the Crossgate District in South Wichita. That's the Jeff Lang development near I-235 South and Seneca. That includes the Gander Outdoor and Camping World stores. Construction well underway. Utilities are being brought in. Those stores could be open by July. Lang says more announcements about additional tenants in the development are coming. The Spaghetti Works development in downtown Wichita has a new tenant. Eric Fisher says he's going to open a salon in the $23 million development. Fisher said the salon location was a no-brainer. The development will include office and retail space and apartments. Martin Pringle Law Firm has committed to locating there. John Seifert of Ruffin Properties represented Fisher in the deal. And the Trump administration is considering bypassing Congress as it looks to privatize the country's two largest mortgage guarantors. President Trump wants to end the decade-long government control of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. They guarantee most of those mortgages in the $10 trillion housing market. The administration knows that bipartisan approval, though, will be difficult. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, twice every morning with Steve and Ted in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours with local business updates. KNSS News time is 8:53 with Steve and Ted. We've been talking about this as the federal holiday. It's officially known as Washington's birthday. It's not known. It's not President's Day by official declaration in U.S. law. President's Day is something that basically the advertisers came up with. And that's kind of what it's colloquially known as. But officially, it is the Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
Washington's birthday is February 22nd. For many, many, many years, that was the day that was the federal holiday. It wasn't movable.
Right.
It was always on the 22nd, no matter what day of the week it fell on. That was the day you took off. But, of course, in the late 1960s, when they standardized a lot of these federal three-day weekends, they just moved it to the third Monday in February so everybody could get a three-day weekend. But it is still observing Washington's birthday, even though, because...
Yes.
On the third Monday, it could be as early as the 15th or as late as the 21st, but it will never fall on Washington's actual birthday, which is the 22nd.
Huh.
Nor will it encompass Lincoln's birthday, which is February 12th, which is another day that got mentioned as part of the federal holiday and President's Day lumping in together. Anyway, That's what's going on. And Kansas is one of few, one of seven states that does not have any declaration as to what this day should be called. So
right.
We just kind of defer to the federal government and say it's known as Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
But our neighbors on either side of us, Missouri calls it Washington's birthday. That's what they go. That's what they go with officially. Colorado calls it President's Day. S apostrophe.
Okay.
Now. To our north and south, Nebraska and Oklahoma call it President's Day apostrophe S.
Hmm.
So, kind of whatever you want, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
There you go. But whatever you call it, it's Washington's birthday. It's the federal holiday, and you get a 3-day weekend if you're part of that group that doesn't have to work today. You and me had to work today, Jad.
Yes, we
did. Not our 3-day weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Sakes. All right. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.